We welcome back to the program Republican Congressman Peter Roskam. He sits on the Ways and Means Committee. Also, he is the chairman of the Subcommittee on Select Revenue Measures, which means taxes. So he figures out how we get the money in that we want to pay out. And let's start with the Republican repeal and replace of Obamacare. They just rolled this out earlier this week. Congressman, good morning, sir. Without the mandate, how does this get paid for, big picture?
Big John and Ray, good to be with you. Thanks for having me on. So here's the fundamental structure that needs to change. This idea of forcing people into an insurance market instead of inviting them into an insurance market is the fundamental shift. So by moving to a tax credit system, not unlike the sort of choices that seniors have in Medicare Part D, there's a subsidy there, but it's been wildly successful. That is, people are empowered to make their own decisions, because here's what's not working. This top-down approach that says you've got to be in this marketplace, you're forced to be in, and if you're not in, then you're going to be penalized, is created a situation where a third of the counties in the United States now only have one insurer offering. And you know all these stories as well as I do. Your listeners are dealing with this all the time in terms of the increased premium, the lack of ability to get into a physician network that they need. And so this is a different approach. It's a fundamentally different approach, but it's not, think of it as not a mandate. It's an invitation that says, okay, here, you want this tax credit? You can use it if you don't have access to other insurance, and that's, you don't have coverage through your employer, or you're not on Medicare or some other government program. So we're talking about a comparatively small group of people, but it's still a significant group of people.
Talking here with Congressman Peter Roskam, so I take it you do support the Ryan plan.
Yeah, so here's where we are. I mean, there's part of it that's going to be dealt with today on the tax side of things, which you alluded to in the Ways and Means Committee this morning, and it'll be an all-day thing, so if you got nothing else to do, turn on C-SPAN. I'm sure it'll be on.
Yes, it will.
I mean, nothing else to do. And then another committee, the Energy and Commerce Committee, is going to be dealing with the Medicaid part of this. You know, that big program in Illinois was one of the states that under Pat Quinn said, yeah, let's expand Medicaid. So there's 650,000 people in Illinois that are on Medicaid now that weren't before, based on the expansion of Obamacare. They've got to deal with that. And then there's other elements of this, too. So this is the first part. The second part will be dealt with through Secretary Tom Price, because he is the person at Health and Human Services that's essentially adjusting the dials, trying to create a stable marketplace during the transition. And then the final thing will be a piece of legislation that will move through that will require 60 votes in the Senate, and it's going to require Democrats to get on board with some of the things as it relates to purchasing across state lines.
So let me just take us to the Freedom Caucus on the House side. And I know you're not a member of the Freedom Caucus, but Louie Gohmert, the barbecue cooking Texas congressman, is this an apt descriptor of this new bill?
We got a starting point, and I think amidst the horse excrement, we can find a pony around here somewhere, and that's what we're going to be looking to have. I think we'll have a racehorse as long as we get a good amendments when we're done.
Do you think it starts as a pony and then does develop, evolutionarily speaking, into a racehorse, sir?
He's such a funny guy. I think when it's all said and done, this is going to be a far superior product than what we have now. And to Louis's point, what we're trying to do is, let me put it this way, what we're trying to do is avoid the mistakes of the passage of Obamacare. That was when Nancy Pelosi said, we've got to pass it so that you know what's in it. She wasn't kidding. She meant that. And that's because it lacked fundamental transparency. So today, there's going to be a slow process, a lot of amendments, a lot of discussion, and that's only, the beginning of the part of this. There are some voices out there that have said, hey, just repeal it and just call it a day and walk away from that. I'm not for that. I think we made a commitment during the course of the campaign to repeal it and replace it with something better. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go back to the days of, where somebody with a pre-existing condition gets.
Yeah, that would be chaos. Donald Trump telegraphed this to you guys, it would be a bloodbath in 18 if you do it that way. So
yeah,
Freedom Caucus has to understand that.
that's right.
Peter Roskam's here with John Array on WDLS.
Sorry, John, just setting my phone so I can watch the entire healthcare rollout on TV today.
Well, it's going to go all day, that's for sure.
Mr. Roskam, I had a constituent of yours ask, you know, is there any chance we're going to get a town hall meeting? His name's Jeff Nikolic. He lives in Wheaton. And I know that you said to the City Club of Chicago that that they're miserable. I mean, will there ever be a time when people can gather in a building again and not call for a faux funeral of your career? I mean, this, and we know that you're pretty solid. You know, I'm not too worried about that. But I mean, it's gotten nuts, hasn't it?
It is. It's really gotten very, very difficult out there. Look, this is not necessarily new in our public life. You know, American politics has been a rough and tumble thing. But there's a phenomenon now with social media and the town halls in particular, where people don't go to talk to one another, they go to shout at one another and to create situations where, you know, it's chanting and a bunch of nonsense. I don't know if you saw, it was a week or two ago, Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana had a town hall meeting in Louisiana. They got some audio footage of people in advance, you know, some of the professional activists coming in, laying out a strategy to dominate the meeting. Don't let a sympathetic question in. Dominate the inside, sit strategically, dominate the outside, make sure the local people don't have seats up front. And then they did a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of the meeting, and the crowd shouted down the prayer and shouted down the Pledge of Allegiance. And during the prayer, when the pastor was praying in the name of Jesus, they shouted out Lucifer. So I'm like, look, spare me on the drama here. Let's have a good discussion about things. But this hijinks and hyperbolic nonsense where people are communicating, you know, in this way, it's demeaning. It doesn't do anybody any good. And people who end up going to those meetings end up coming away far angrier. And
so it sounds like you are for the outlawing of talk radio and hyperbole and nonsense.
I was going to say, if it ever gets really bad and you want to if you want to lighten up the mood a little bit, you can come down here and open some of our email.
Congressman, good luck today. I would bring a little pillow with you because it's going to be a long day over there at the Ways and Means. Thank you, sir. There goes Congressman Peter Roskam here on WLS, not running away from us.
Congressman, why are you running from us?
You represent us!
Participating in big circuses and other things, I've just found not to be productive. And I think I represent a constituency that is longing for civility in public life.